When people don't want to change or acknowledge what they know has to change, they will deflect just to avoid accountability for something they did or something they said that changed a situation more times than not for the worse. And when you're talking to them, sometimes they try to deflect, bring up something else, or try to bring up something you did that has nothing to do with what you're talking about right now. Or they try to minimize what they did to make it seem like it's not as bad, or you're blowing something out of proportion. What you have to do is remember to stay calm, be respectful, and reiterate, I want to talk to you about X, Y, and Z. I want to come to a solution with you. I want to make sure that we're on the same page if something like this ever comes up later. And most people cover their ears mentally to not have to deal with whatever they don't want to deal with. Some people cover their eyes physically and mentally to not see the wrong in their doings or the wrong in other people, to maintain a certain lifestyle, to maintain a certain relationship. And then when it's convenient, they put on their victim suit. You can't do that. So making yourself clear is super important when dealing with people who love to minimize and people who love to deflect, because it lacks ownership. If you don't bring up a problem, you know, I'm going to keep doing it. If you go to the mechanic to get your tires rotated and they see you got screws loose and you're out of oil, but they choose to not tell you and they give you back your vehicle, you're going to be upset when you get halfway down the street or 2 days later and your vehicle has great tires, but that shit not going nowhere. So not being upfront, not being direct and deflecting and allowing deflection and allowing people to minimize things only create bigger problems later. You're only making someone feel okay manipulating you or a situation for their personal benefit. And most people who love to manipulate will try. Minimizing issues, so whatever they did is easier for you to swallow or easier for them to look over. All of it is an issue. That's what I'm talking about today. A lot of people have friends, family, loved ones, people they work with that continuously deflect when something's wrong or something they did needs to be fixed, or they minimize what they did so you could feel like the crazy person. And I don't like that shit, and I'm gonna talk about it. In my opinion, lying about small shit usually becomes big things later, okay? Holding back efforts because you're upset with a person from what they did months ago, weeks ago, days ago, but you never talk to this person about hurting your feelings or you feeling disrespected by something they did. So you don't address it. So you walk around with this chip on your shoulder, being nasty, being rude, being snappy, slamming doors, making yourself coffee, but not making them coffee when you always make them coffee. Not calling on purpose, giving short responses. If you are 30 plus thinking this is okay behavior when dealing with people, you're immature and you are the problem. Okay? And I can say that because I used to do that. I was a person in my 20s that was comfortable with hanging up the phone on people, blocking people, avoiding people, giving short answers, pulling back on purpose, and then when they would address it, acting like I'm not, or did you block me? No. So how come when I did X, Y, Z, I don't know. Like, that was me. That was me because a part of my crazy ass in my 20s, I like to use the times when I felt angry as energy to put in other shit. And then you get to your 30s and you're just like, why the fuck am I carrying around angry energy when I could just relax and be at peace? And so it is a mature thing to learn to not be spiteful or bitter or carry around anger when the person that you're angry at has no fucking clue. You're not bothering them, you bothering yourself. So I've learned to speak my piece, say what I need to say, wait for results or responses, and let shit be what it is. You know, if that person sticks around, great. If that person doesn't stick around, great. A lot of times, I don't even hold on to the fact that someone feels like I did something or someone feels like I was wrong and they were right. A lot of times I just apologize and I get over it just so they can leave me the fuck alone, because I'm always going to think what I think. You know, unless you're teaching me something new, unless you can prove it in action. And some people are just going to feel like they're right. And you're probably right in your head. But depending on the situation, I'm not about to give energy to something I'm going to disagree with at the start and the end of this conversation. So what's the goal here? You looking for an apology? What's the goal here? You looking for someone to listen to you? What's the goal here? You looking for some understanding? I'm listening. I hear you. But some things people say, that shit only adds up in their fucking head. And so a lot of times, especially with complete strangers now, because everybody's a little ticky-ticky outside, you have to learn how much energy to give somebody. When somebody bumps you or taps your car or is riding your ass in traffic, and then they get out their car and they throwing hands and they cussing, sometimes it's just easier to apologize when you ain't do shit. But they feel like you're wrong, but you ain't do shit. Just apologize. You know what I'm saying? Noticing a red flag and ignoring it to use that issue later in secret, that's holding ammo when you didn't even have to carry that ammo this long. You could have addressed it in a respectful way later that day at home, face to face. A lot of people walk around picking up bullets to use later in arguments so they can feel more right, or they could feel like they won an argument later. Don't justify the shit. Own the shit. Don't bring up shit later that you disagree with me about that you never address that day of, the week of, the month of. Because I'm not trying to hear that shit. I'm not trying to hear that shit, but what you are making me see is that you hold on to shit and your feelings and the way that you show that you care cannot be genuine if you've been holding certain shit this whole time and not telling me. And a lot of people do that and they think that shit is normal. That shit is not normal. If you see a character flaw in a person and you're the only one trying to fix it in that person, ask yourself why. Why are you trying to fix a character flaw in a person? And character flaws are things people do and say and mannerisms that they have. Most times how they treat other people that they think is justified and okay because they've been doing it for a very long time. Why would you be on the outside of that person trying to fix that shit in them when they don't even want to fix that shit in them? And a lot of people don't know how to deal with people's character flaws and understand that they can't change them and understand that you have to make a choice if you want to continue to deal with this or not. And most of the times, if you don't want to deal with it anymore, you have to bring it up to that person. And depending on how that person reacts or takes that information and makes changes or not, then that's going to be your decision to continue or not. When it comes to domestic violence in the past, I'm sorry. I'm not a very forgiving person. I would never unsee that shit. I would never unfeel those feelings. So we can't do nothing great in the future, 100%, how we could have done it before you did some dumb shit. And that's whether it's friends, that's whether it's business, that's whether it's personal. Okay? Because if you were ever ticky-ticky, you forever ticky-tickety me. I'm forever going to have my guards up at a certain level. I'm forever going to keep you at a certain distance. I'm not going to feel 100% comfortable around you. Some people can get over some shit real quick, can forget real quick, can unfeel real quick about some malicious, spiteful shit somebody did. I'm not like that. I'm not like that. My memory is like that of an elephant, okay? We always storing shit. And when we tap back in, okay? Too much time, too many gifts, a lot of jealousy, a lot of sensitivity within like 4 months. Nah, what you covering up? What you trying to like cushion my fall for? What the fuck you want? And that's how I'm looking at it every time. Because people just don't do a whole bunch of nice shit for people just because they want to be nice. No, they doing that shit for a reason. Like, and that's why it's easy for me to see a man do all of these great things for a woman and for her to get X, Y, and Z gifts, because that tells me that your relationship is not really based on anything foundation-wise. It's based on what shit look like. A lot of people will have a certain cars, go on certain trips, be at certain parties, dress up together, exchange gifts and shit, do all this elaborate birthday shit, get a house together. But what happens in that house is fucked up. How they treat each other in that house, you would think they two strangers. Never wanted that. So when I see a man getting like 100 roses and doing X, Y, and Z, I'm just like, damn. What's the ugly side of this? The ugly side of this gotta be crazy. You know what I'm saying? Elaborate jewelry and shit, but she not good enough to be your wife. She not good enough to be the mother of your children. She not good enough to be around your family for real. What? Who y'all doing this for? Who y'all putting on these shows for? Anger issues, a hothead. Most of the times they deflect. Most of the times they avoid an accountability. Someone who has had child trauma and is not dealing, is not trying to see no therapy, is not trying to talk to nobody because they feel like everybody out to get them. I can't deal with that shit because I've had my own child trauma And I had to go see about a fucking therapist because I got tired of carrying that shit. So as a man or a woman, don't sit here and tell me you don't need to talk to nobody. You deal with that shit. It's all good. I'm going to be straight. No, you're not. You're carrying around extra luggage when you can actually put that shit the fuck down. So when people be minimizing shit and deflecting, I see straight through that because I know what I used to do when I would do that. When people have criticism of how you encourage other people, most of the time is because there's nobody in their life encouraging them the way you encourage other people, and they feel jealousy towards that instead of them saying, I wish I had somebody like you in my life to do X, Y, and Z for me. For a lot of people, heavy isolation for them is so normal that they feel like the relationship doesn't exist whenever they get in a mood of needing isolation. And a lot of people don't understand how not explaining how they utilize isolation to the person they're in a relationship with comes off as you don't give a fuck or you don't want them around or how close they thought they were with you. Maybe y'all not that close. So you leave like a loophole of bullshit to happen when you really don't have to. You just have to communicate that shit. Sometimes isolation makes a person whose wrongs feel right. A lot of times when I didn't want to talk about what somebody wanted to talk about or what somebody wanted to address in my 20s, I would just block them or ignore them or not see them. And then when I would see them, they gonna have a regular conversation and then bring that shit up and address that shit directly with me. And that's how people learned how to challenge me in a healthy way of me getting out of my own way. In a relationship I had with a Pisces, that's a different type of ego. That's a different type of challenge right there, because whenever he wanted to have a talk with me, respectfully, it was always respect. It was never him raising his voice or calling me out my name. And calmly, he let himself be heard and understood by me. And I respected him more for it. A lot of times men feel like the way that they got to talk to a woman to get her attention is by yelling, by changing their tone, by calling her out her name, or being physical. You don't have to. The most powerful man doesn't have to touch you, doesn't have to disrespect you, and can nicely talk to you about, for me, X, Y, and Z. What I don't want is X, Y, and Z, because you are X, Y, and Z. So going forward, X, Y, and Z. Okay? And you respond. And then y'all move on with y'all fucking day. You don't have to. She Gets It podcast will be right back. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's early in the year. Christmas is done. Happy New Year's were said. We heard them, okay? But how do you feel? It's tax time and frustration is on the rise all across the board. Layoffs are still happening and people have lost loved ones. And the way that life was being lived in 2023 is not what's happening at the beginning of this year. You just need some relief. But sometimes going out with friends or going out with family and talking to them is not help. It's not helping. And it's okay. Sometimes you need to find a way to climb out of your thoughts in a positive way. If you need professional help, try BetterHelp. They will work right with you. Contact www.betterhelp.com/shegetsit. You can get started today with 10% off your first month with BetterHelp. to get the relief you need to be your best self again. Do not sit in those thoughts. Get the help you need today. Now back to the show. Deny. You don't have to minimize. You don't have to be combative. You don't have to be super defiant because you don't like what you're hearing from somebody. That's immaturity. Keep your fucking hands to yourself. When people are hyper secretive about shit where they don't want to tell anybody this, they don't want to tell anybody that, you have fucking trust issues. Most people have trust issues. If I don't really trust a man I know, our fuck will never be great. Because I have to trust you mentally and physically and emotionally to have me for me to have what I need to get off. And so when it's not 100% there, there's no point in us doing anything on that level because it's going to be like I'm fucking for charity. You're going to get something out of this and I'm not. Everybody's different. I'm just speaking for me. When I'm in friendships, I don't want to be around people who are shady to certain people, who hold back information when it's convenient, who are not truthful to the people in the room. Because now you're making me feel like I'm the fucking liar. I don't want to hang out with people you lying to. I don't want to go on trips with people you lying to. I don't want to be in nobody's drama. I don't want to be around women who fight and think that shit is cute. I don't want to be around catty ass energy. I don't want to be around women who feel like I gotta be cake face every time I go out or I'm not going. What? And what's so crazy is most women look better without fucking makeup on. Thank you so much for checking out She Gets It Pod. My name is Shan. I am the creator of this podcast. I've been doing this podcast since March of 2018. Damn. A little dusty. But I appreciate you. If you would like to support this podcast, you can with just a click of your button on your phone, your Android, or your iPhone, okay? You can go to any podcast platform, leave me a review, let me know who you are because I might want to find you on social media and thank you, and tell me what you think about the show. Or you can go to She Gets It Shop, buy yourself some merch, support me. And there's a link in the podcast notes of every episode where you can donate directly to Red Circle that will support this podcast. Till next time, don't do nothing I want to do. I ain't got no bail money for you. Don't call my phone. Do not DM me, okay? Learn how to take care of your skin. Learn how to take care of your face. Learn how to leave your fucking eyebrows the fuck alone. But that's a, to me, that's a self-love issue. And you don't have to come from an ugly upbringing to have a self-love issue. You don't have to come from a fucked up childhood to have a self-love issue. That's another illusion people got. Oh, you know I got to get a person, you know, I got to get a man who had his mom and his dad at home and have a good upbringing. That way I know he going to be a good man. A lot of those men are fucked up because they have parents where they couldn't come to honestly about certain shit. So they've learned to hold certain shit in and channel it as manipulation, channel it as anger, and take that shit out on you. And this whole thing that people like to bring up, oh, they got mommy issues, oh, they got daddy issues. The reality is we all got some pros and cons from our mom and our dad. Me personally, I got mommy issues for certain reasons and I got daddy issues for certain reasons. And I deal with them bitches every day. My dad was super womanizing, even though my mom was a great wife to him, was honest with him, loyal to him, loving to him. So that was like my initiation for seeing, even though women do great by a man, if he don't give a fuck and he don't respect her, he gonna do what the fuck he wanna do. So off tops, as a child, I saw that even if you do your best for some people, it don't fucking matter. So I learned how to give myself to people in limits, with boundaries, out of emotional safety. My mom had no idea that that was my mentality since a little girl until my 30s. Okay? My daddy issues are not abandonment. It's seeing how, even though you do good for a man, if he don't give a fuck, he don't give a fuck. And I wish he was alive for me to have that talk with him, because if he would have known that, if he would have known that's what he's projecting out to me, he probably would have changed it. My mommy issues are about her not having boundaries with people, her not speaking up for herself, her not protecting her peace, her doing for everybody else and putting herself last. So what that did for me is make sure I made sure I had me. Make sure I made sure I was good. And then whatever I had spills over into other people. Making sure I created boundaries for people. Making sure I didn't let nobody use me. Making sure I wasn't dependent on nobody giving me X, Y, and Z and doing this. So I became like super dependent, well, super independent, and I'm not dependent on other people. And sometimes that will make people feel like I don't trust them to show up for me. And it's not that I don't trust you to show up for me. I don't trust other people being in a position to show up for me where I can't show up for myself. And a lot of how my mom raised me by myself, well, by herself, it made me feel like as a woman, if I'm with my kid's dad, great. If I'm not with them, fuck it. It don't matter. I'm gonna be able to do it. And the reality is that does matter. The reality is having a partner, a equal, someone to meet you halfway in parenting does fucking make a difference. But even with my mom being married to my father, she still was a single mom. She still was taking a bus, a cab, a trolley to get us to doctor's appointments. She still was coming on field trips. She still was living in women's shelters after she left my dad because she didn't have nowhere to stay. She still was doing what she had to do to make sure she could get a Section 8 apartment when we lived in Maryland. She still was making sure we had clothes, food, toys. She still managed to make sure we went to Disney World for the first time. So me seeing all of that made me feel like a man is not really necessary. When in all actuality, a man is necessary. But my mom was really good at hiding the struggle, hiding those times where I know she was probably in her bed fucking bawling her eyes out. And that's why I'm not really comfortable in the whole mindset of making sure children stay in a children's place and you're not supposed to show emotions in front of them or you're not supposed to cry in front of them. Nah, you need to be honest. You know, I'll find myself in the middle of doing laundry And I'll let the girls know it's not easy to keep making sure I can do these things by myself, but it's possible. But it would probably be easier if I was married and I had a husband to help me do X, Y, and Z. You know, I'm on the stepladder, I'm changing the light bulb, or I'm cleaning the fans. I have that conversation with them. And I also had the conversation with them that every male is not a man. There are certain levels and values and standards and having integrity that you must have to be a man and show up a certain way. Don't just have a body in a house. You know, don't be going half on an apartment with a boyfriend. Don't be letting a boyfriend drive around your car. Don't be letting friends borrow important things that you cannot replace. Those are life skills, life values, gems. Okay, so just because I'm here, you know, raising two girls and I'm not married, I'm not in a relationship where they see a man that respects me on a daily basis every day and they know what that looks like and they know what that sounds like and they know what that feels like. Just because they don't see that yet doesn't mean I'm not having certain discussions with them so they know what manipulation is, what to avoid, how to be respectful. How, you know, just because you can doesn't mean you should, you know? And even if I had sons, I would be having those same discussions. That's why I wish I had a son, because I don't want to raise my son differently from how I would raise my daughter. I don't want to have certain things that I only tell my daughter that I don't tell my son. I want my nephews to be just as educated about themselves and the opposite sex as I would want my daughters. You know, protecting themselves, knowing their values, knowing their worth, knowing when a problem that they might be having in a certain relationship, that's not a problem y'all are having. That's a personal individual issue that a person is having before y'all got into this relationship that they're trying to pin on you as you're the problem that you need to fix. Nah. So when it comes to like that manipulation, that deflecting, that minimizing, just know that there's some people that were miserable before they met you, going to be miserable while they with you. And you have to make a decision on, are you willing to wait for them to address it? Are you waiting for them to do their work within the relationship? Or is that something that you don't have a threshold for? You know, when people show you no grace and they don't show you any appreciation, you gotta peep early. When people only think about themselves first, it could be small things. It could be them going in the fridge and not closing all the way, using the microwave and not closing it back or cleaning it. You know, they eat, you can see everywhere where they ate. They don't close nothing. They don't clean nothing, leaving dirty dishes in the sink. They use the vehicles. They don't put gas in the vehicles. They don't say nothing. So now you running late for where you gotta be because you doing something they should have did. You know, you provided the money for them to pay X, Y, and Z bill. They never paid it. They never said nothing. They never gave you a heads up. Now it's $10 extra because it's late. Little shit like that piles the fuck up. And my whole point is, wrapped up in all of this, most people avoid being vulnerable about what isn't good that they do or what needs to be better out of fear of being rejected, out of fear of being looked at a certain way, and out of fear that because of what I'm admitting to you, you are now going to change something. And the reality is, if it's fucked up, if it's not working, and if it's not helpful, what you're doing, and we're addressing it, of course a fucking change has to happen. Now, Is that change going to be me leaving you because of this? I don't know. I don't know how big it is. Is that change going to be, so here are your options on how we're going to go about this, and you not liking any of those options? Is the change going to be me forgiving you? Is the change going to be me having understanding? Is the change going to be, damn, I didn't know, but I'm happy that you told me now. Now I understand. But what you don't do in any relationship, it could be friendship, family, or romantic, or personal, or business, stop allowing people to choose how you could think or you can respond, because that's stealing people's right to have that decision for themselves. A lot of people don't say certain things in relationships, or don't bring up certain things in relationships, or tell half truths because they don't want to give people their right and their ability to make a decision based on the information you gave them, out of selfishness, out of them having trust issues, out of them having abandonment issues. And I say to you, stop carrying around other people's shit. You feeling what I might do because I find out X, Y, and Z is not my fucking problem. You feeling like there's a lump in your throat after, you know, you confess and you say X, Y, and Z is not my fucking problem. I have a right to make a decision about what I want to do with my body, what I want to do with my spirit, what I want to do with my emotions after hearing the truth. Because if it was on the flip side, you don't want no one showing you them or acting a certain way when they feel differently. You don't want to know that you was working for someone who hated you on a daily basis, and you were sharing your everything with them. You were doing your best by them. You don't want to know that somebody really didn't give a fuck, and if you were sick, would tell the doctors to pull the plug that you've been grinding for decades. But a lot of y'all are in relationships with people like that. A lot of y'all are in friendships with people like that. A lot of y'all are married to people who, if your paycheck was $2 less, their shit would be packed and they would have enough to live off for a few years because they've been storing, waiting for you to fuck up. So, that minimizing is not that small. You just minimizing shit, or they just minimizing shit enough for you to swallow it or bury it or sweep it under the rug so it looks clean, so it looks good. And my thing is, stop minimizing shit and stealing your time and stealing your efforts. Be honest. Have integrity. Be able to sleep at night. That's it. I feel like I said enough. But I appreciate you checking out this episode. My name is Shan. This is She Gets It Pod. If you appreciated this episode, let me know. If you got something out of this episode, let me know. If you see me post this episode somewhere, repost it. Either way, I appreciate you. Thank you.